高等学校英语应用能力考试 A 级。
Model Test 7 Part 1 Listening Comprehension Directions This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A Directions This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D.Given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin. 1. Did you buy the type of computer you wanted?
No, I didn't. It was too expensive.
Question. Why didn't the man buy the computer?
2. Hurry up, or we'll be late for the professor's lecture.
Don't worry, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. What are the 2 speakers going to do?
3. Have you known Mr. Johnson for a long time?
Yes, quite some time. About 2 or 3 years.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
4. Tickets are $6 for adults. Children's tickets are half price.
Okay.I'd like 2 adults and 3 children's, please.
Question. How much does 1 child ticket cost?
5. Thank you very much for such a splendid dinner.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Question.When does the conversation probably take place?
6. B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it.After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.Conversation 1. Hi, Alice. It's Jim speaking.
Hi, Jim. What's up?
I'm calling about the machines. Have you installed them?
Yes, we finished installing them last week.
When will you start testing the machines?
Next Monday.
How long will it take?
About 3 weeks.
Good. Keep us informed.
We will. Bye.
Questions 6 to 7 are based on the conversation you've just heard. 6. When did they finish installing the machines?
7. What are they going to do next?
Now listen again, please. Conversation 1. Hi, Alice. It's Jim speaking.
Hi, Jim. What's up?
I'm calling about the machines. Have you installed them?
Yes, we finished installing them last week.
When will you start testing the machines?
Next Monday.
How long will it take?
About 3 weeks.
Good. Keep us informed.
We will. Bye.
Questions 6 to 7 are based on the conversation you've just heard. 6. When did they finish installing the machines?
Seven. What are they going to do next?
Conversation 2. Where have you been, Mary? I didn't see you the whole morning.
Peter took me sightseeing around the city.
I see. Are you doing anything this evening?
Nothing special, but I'm leaving for Shanghai tomorrow morning.
Could you come to my house this evening? We're having a small party.
I'd love to. Is there anyone I know?
Yes, I've also invited Peter.
That's great. I'll be there.
Please come by around 6 if you can.
Okay, see you then.
Questions 8 to 10 are based on the conversation you've just heard. 8. What was Mary doing this morning?
Nine. When will Mary leave for Shanghai?
Ten. Where can Mary meet Peter again? Now listen again, please. Conversation 2. Where have you been, Mary? I didn't see you the whole morning.
Peter took me sightseeing around the city.
I see. Are you doing anything this evening?
Nothing special, but I'm leaving for Shanghai tomorrow morning.
Could you come to my house this evening? We're having a small party.
I'd love to. Is there anyone I know?
Yes, I've also invited Peter.
That's great. I'll be there.
Please come by around 6 if you can.
Okay, see you then.
Questions 8 to 10 are based on the conversation you've just heard. 8. What was Mary doing this morning?
Nine. When will Mary leave for Shanghai?
Ten. Where can Mary meet Peter again?
Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now the passage will begin.
When you talk with new friends, usually there are three parts in the conversation. The first part is greeting. In this part, you and your new friend will greet each other and tell each other your names or exchange name cards. The second part is the conversation itself. Sometimes the conversation is just a small talk. That is, you talk about the unimportant matters, such as the weather, sport, entertainments, and other interesting things. But it is not the time for you to ask the private and unpleasing things. Sometimes the conversation is about important matters, like business affairs. The third part of the conversation is the leave-taking part. In this part, you tell your new friend that you are happy to have met him or her, and then the conversation comes to the end.
Questions 11 to 15 are based on the passage you've just heard. 11. How many parts does a conversation with a new friend usually consist of?
What do you do in the first part of the conversation?
13. What is mentioned as an example of important matters?
14. What is usually avoided in the conversation?
15. What do you usually say to your new friend at the end of the conversation?
16. Now listen again, please. When you talk with new friends, usually there are three parts in the conversation. The first part is greeting. In this part, you and your new friend will greet each other and tell each other your names or exchange name cards. The second part is the conversation itself. Sometimes the conversation is just a small talk. That is, you talk about the unimportant matters, such as the weather, sport, entertainments, and other interesting things. But it is not the time for you to ask the private and unpleasing things. Sometimes the conversation is about important matters, like business affairs. The third part of the conversation is the leave-taking part. In this part, you tell your new friend that you are happy to have met him or her, and then the conversation comes to the end.
Questions 11 to 15 are based on the passage you've just heard. 11. How many parts does a conversation with a new friend usually consist of?
12. What do you do in the first part of the conversation?
13. What is mentioned as an example of important matters?
14. What is usually avoided in the conversation?
15. What do you usually say to your new friend at the end of the conversation?
This is the end of listening comprehension.